Next up, myself and the 97.4 Cool FM crew travel to Lisburn Distillery to watch the hotly anticipated game between Donegal Celtic, a team not only favoured for the Cup, but a team who is doing quite well, sitting fourth in their league at the moment and would have aspiration to be promoted to the Premiership. They took on a Dundella outfit that didn't look in any way fazed with the opposition that they had to face. They took to the field like a team that meant business, and the first half saw them go in 0-0 at halftime. Some say there were strange refereeing decisions, but here we hear from the fans, we hear from some of the officials, and we hear from some outsiders at the match as well. We've managed to get our hands on some of the Donegal Celtic boys. Lads, it's a cool enough night for you. Is it worth coming out? Do you think you can do this?
We're confident enough. Like, I think if Stevie McIlroy is playing his best, we'll be able to get the lads going.
The WKD Intermediate Cup, a lot of people enjoy playing it, and a lot of teams enjoy playing it because they get to blood a lot of youngsters. You've got quite a strong squad out tonight.
It's a young team, but confident enough. They're all got their first year of games this year, but I think we're confident enough to win it anyway.
Right, the WKD Intermediate Cup, what does it mean to Donegal Celtic as a tournament? Because you didn't play in it last year, obviously, as a senior club. What does it mean to you as a tournament?
Well, it means a lot. It's an our cup, but most importantly, it gets the youngsters and gets the people who aren't playing. Gets them 90 minutes. Show Paddy Cally what they're made of.
The beauty about the WKD Intermediate Cup is that right among the fans and the supporters, we do get some of the injured players, some of the younger players as well. Right, who are we joined by this evening? Who are we talking to?
Damien Monster.
Right, Damien, the WKD Intermediate Cup as a competition, what does it mean to the club?
Well, seeing we're still in it, it means a lot to be at the semi-final, so we want to try and win every game, and we're in the semi-final, and hopefully we'll get the final.
From all reports, Dundella are going to give you a hard time here this evening. How do you stop that?
Well, they're a good side. Saying the boys, I don't think they've lost a league match this season, but we are the championship side, so we're just going to have to work hard and hopefully get through to the final.
Right, the WKD Intermediate Cup has grown in stature as a competition and among the fans as well. Has it grown in reputation to the players and the teams?
Aye, it definitely has. I think every player now sort of recognises it as a big competition and a good trophy to win, a good medal to have in your trophy room.
It's been a big year for Dundella, it's been a big year for the WKD Intermediate Cup. I've managed to grab, the manager's brother-in-law of Dundella?
Exactly, that's correct.
Who are you, what's your name?
My name's Alan Stacey.
Right, Alan, nice night for us?
It is indeed, it's very pleasant.
Right, there was a big shock last night in the other semi-final. Knockbreda knocking out the supposed favourites, Portadown. Is that your job here today?
Well, we'll look forward to an old East Belfast final then. You know, it's Knockbreda is an East Belfast club as well, based there as well. So it'll be nice to have two East Belfast teams in the final, yeah. And just hopefully we can make it too.
What do you make of the WKD Intermediate Cup as a competition?
It's superb, and some of the big clubs in it now, you know, with the advent of the new league system, I think it's just probably raises profile a bit with the likes of Portadown, who normally wouldn't have played on it. You know, it's very good.
Much banter happening here in the WKD Intermediate Cup semi-final between Dundella and between Donegal Celtic. Dundella, the Dundella team are in here as well, some of the players. Who am I speaking to?
Stephen Brown here.
Stephen, what's the story? Are you going to do it today?
Oh, of course we are, definitely.
What gives you so much confidence?
You have to be confident, like.
It's a big game, it's a semi-final, quite a nice crowd here as well. How do you set up for a game like this?
Just good preparation, make sure you're ready for it, like.
Now, we've heard of a lot of proper fans following teams right throughout the tournament, the leagues, and especially here at the WKD Intermediate Cup. Now, this young gentleman, you've been following Donegal Celtic for how long?
I've been playing for the team since I joined the team when I was under 10. My ability wasn't very good, but I've been following them since then.
Good man yourself. What do you make of the tournament? What do you make of the WKD Intermediate Cup? It'd be a nice wee trophy to have in the cabinet, wouldn't it?
It'd be a beautiful trophy to have in the cabinet, especially since we dropped down, unfortunately, from the top league last year due to things without our control. But it's good. It's a good fill-up. It gives you a boost. It gives the fans a boost and something to be here for. And it's great that it's sponsored by Cool FM too.
And what would it mean to you and the group of rather vocal supporters you have here, what would it mean to get a couple of guests, the WKD Intermediate Cup at the end of the season?
Well, we've won it once before, and we strayed very hard when we were in the lower leagues years before to win it, and it was a big thing. To get it again would be amazing. It would be a great thing for us.
That's the atmosphere. That is the Donegal Celtic contingent here at the semi-final of the WKD Intermediate Cup. It's hotting up here. It's getting quite exciting. Who am I joined by? What's your name?
Tom Sanford.
Tom, are you a lifelong supporter of Dundalk?
No, actually, Glen Turnbull. I'm going to come up to support Glen. I support Dundalk when the Glens are away or too far away. I can't go.
That's well, dedication, isn't it?
Turns into a long time.
What do you make of the WKD Intermediate Cup so far and the Dundalk setup that you've seen, even just a part-time supporter like yourself?
Well, I think it's a very good. It's very good. I think Dundalk are playing well for a junior team like contrary to Donegal Celtic. Donegal Celtic, don't forget, was in the Premier League last year. And put out, no harm to their own. No disrespect to them, but I think they shouldn't have been put out, but they were put out.
Do you think that this type of cup does Dundalk big favours in squad development and stuff like that?
It does, yeah. It keeps them all going forward. It's a future thing, and I agree with it.
People from all walks of life, people from all teams, people from teams that have been knocked out of the cup, people of... who are fans of the cup have been here tonight. Who am I joined by?
Dominic Maggot Hill, Scout of Ballymena United.
Chief Scout of Ballymena United?
Yeah.
So what's your job here this evening, apart from trying to steal players?
I'm going to look at Donegal Celtic team, you know, see if they have it. In case we finish second in the bottom, we have to play them for to stay up in the league, you know, the champ.
Are you sure you're not here to have a wee look at some of the best players?
Yes, that'd be aye. Well, I'm more or less a lot of Donegal Celtic, but Dundalk, I haven't seen Dundalk this year, you know, it's the first time I've seen them, you know.
But what about teams like Knockbreda, who won last night, and Dundalk here this evening? Does it not make it a lot better for them?
It's good for the amateur league, for Knockbreda to get to the final, you know.
Well, it's a good competition from a manager's and a player's point of view. They seem to be very happy with it. From a Ballymena point of view, can you look at this cup competition and see players from it and say, look, oh, yeah, they sparkle in that competition, so they potentially could go on trial or maybe sign for yourselves?
We have a couple of players lined up maybe for next year from championship teams. I'm not telling you that, are they? You know?
We're at half time of the semi-final of the WKD Intermediate Cup between Dundalk and Donegal Celtic. Referee, how are you, young fella?
I'm hanging in there.
It's been a tough first half for you.
Yeah, it's been lively enough, but I didn't expect anything else, to be fair. The two sides are quite evenly matched in the it's obviously a semi-final, so there's a lot at stake.
What do you make, what are you making this year of the cup so far, the WKD Intermediate Cup?
Yeah, I mean, like, as every year, it's obviously the biggest cup competition outside of senior football, and I think tonight's a fitting semi-final for the competition.
What do you make of both teams? Well up for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't expect anything else, you know, and obviously that makes it difficult to referee at times. You know, you're never going to please both sides, but... you give it the way you see it, and I'm happy enough to have.
If you had a message for anybody who potentially was listening to this and hasn't been to see a WKD Intermediate Cup match, be it the early rounds or maybe potentially the final in a couple of weeks, what would you say to them?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would encourage many people along. You know, we need people to support the local game. It's going to be a showpiece final, and obviously after last night's result, which was by all accounts a bit of a shock, you know, there's going to be an underdog scenario there. So. Yeah, everybody loves the Giant Killer, so I would just say get along and support local football.
So despite the hardest efforts of Dundalk, it is Donegal Celtic who came out victorious in the game. Donegal Celtic 2, Dundalk 1. It was Kieran Caldwell who picked up the WKD Intermediate Cup Man of the Match Award. So for details on this year's WKD Intermediate Cup Final between Donegal Celtic and Knockbreda, make sure you click on to www.coolfm.co.uk. We will have the match build up, we'll have all the information from the night itself, and we will keep you abreast of all the team developments between now and then. My name's Connor Phillips from 97.4 Cool FM. We are proud supporters of the WKD Intermediate Cup.